Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson, and you're listening to Texas Outdoor News, brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Today, we'll be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
And I'll say good morning to our friends in Louisiana. This is Harold Gunn. Our guest today is Andrew Howard with Howard Communications. We're going to be taking a look at the new Can-Am Defender Texas Edition ATV. Heck of a vehicle. Had a wonderful opportunity to ring it out down at the Ox Ranch outside Uvalde a short time ago. So we're going to talk about that. And they also came out just yesterday with a new, like, mud edition of the Defender.
Yeah.
Just got the word on that. But heck of a vehicle. We're going to get to that and a whole bunch more. But first, do remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors. This is Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
Hi, this is Harold Gunn, inviting you to join me and some friends for the Automotive Reporter. For over 14 years, the country's most informative auto show. An hour of news, interviews, product reviews, and motorsports. We'll be testing the newest cars and trucks, bringing you major guests from the automotive industry. Visit AutomotiveReporter.com for a list of our stations. Play the latest programs and more. While there, download the free Stitcher Smart Radio app and listen to us anywhere, anytime on your computer or smartphone. That's AutomotiveReporter.com.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans.
I was distracted. I was looking at the latest Carter's Country ad.
Yeah, it's easy to get distracted there, isn't it?
Boy, do we need more.
Oh, goodness. Hey, hope y'all are enjoying a bit of winter. My goodness. Some cold weather came in from the north, and we actually had snow and winter precip in portions of the state.
And your friends at the Old Farmer's Almanac are feeling better about their predictions.
Yes, right? They are, and I'm glad you mentioned that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, hang on a minute.
All right.
I have it right. Yes, no.
Okay,
maybe so.
You know you got it.
I do. Okay, because great concern.
Do you ever leave home without that?
I actually did last week. Oh, you know, we were talking about it, but okay. Darn, I took it out of the briefcase.
Yeah.
But anyway, we were talking about November being so warm.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And looking at the 2018 edition of the Old Farmer's Almanac, this is the 226th edition. They've been doing this for a while.
Right.
I wonder if Texas Outdoors Journal will do 226 years.
Well, let's
hope. Know?
Let's hope.
I hope so, too. You know? But anyway, they were saying in November that they were expecting to be 4 degrees below average.
Okay.
Didn't
Wrong.
Happen.
Right.
Didn't happen. In December, they're saying 2 degrees below average. Average temperature going to be 51 degrees. But what was interesting about this is here we are at the 9th. They're saying that the 1st through the 9th, flurries north, showers south, cold.
Yep.
Yeah. And then 10 to 18, rainy, then sunny. And then... just before Christmas, the 19th to the 24th, showers and mild. Then the 25th to the 27th, rainy, cold. And then to head out of 2017 and into 2018, snow, rain, in the north, and rain in the south, and cold.
Yeah, interesting. Earlier in the week, because I was in Tucson, mm-hmm. and it was cold there. I thought I'd prepared. I wasn't real miserable, but a little breeze makes a big difference. But my friend Sheriff Jim Wilson, well-known gun writer and a former sheriff of Ozona, but Jim is one of my true joys on Facebook because he does. Historical things. So we'll go like on this date in 1896, Wyatt Earp did such and such or stuff like that. But the entry earlier in the week, I looked at it and said to my friends in the Amarillo area, bring in your brass monkeys.
You know what? That country is really, really pretty when it snows.
Yeah, right.
If you've never been through there, I mean, if you're looking for a holiday drive, you know, coming out of Claude, between Childress and Amarillo, mm-hmm. drop down south and you can drive through the eastern portion of Palladura Canyon,
right.
and then drop on down to Camp Rock Canyon. But that's really, really pretty. That whole Camp Rock area is pretty neat.
Indeed.
Since we've got Andrew Howard on and we're going to be talking about Can-Am's great lineup of ATVs, mm-hmm. thought we'd mention this, and it comes from our friends from Boat US, but the renewable fuel standard. Last week, they set the 2018 RFS at 19.29 billion gallons, which is actually a 0.05% increase over the 2017. What am I talking about? The addition of ethanol. Back in August, they actually teased us, those that run ATVs, those
right.
that run outboards, things of this nature, by saying, well, you know what? We understand there's some problems, and we'll see if we can reduce it. Well,
mm-hmm.
guess what? They bowed to the to the whims of the ethanol producers, and as David Kennedy, the government affairs manager for Boat US, said, we think the EPA's decision is unfairly supports the ethanol industry over protecting consumers, recreational boaters, and the environment. If ethanol is good for America's fuel supply, as Big Ethanol would like us to believe.
Mm-hmm.
Then why do you have a law that forces more ethanol each year into the market?
Mm-hmm,
it's a
point.
Great question.
Yeah,
great question. Absolutely.
Right.
So while we're looking around the state and around the country, picked up something coming out of Wisconsin. And you know, my tenures on the Elk Foundation, I've served with several board members from Wisconsin. It's always interesting to look at them as that northern portion of the country, you know, the attitudes.
Right.
You know, CWD, it ain't nothing new to them. Mm-hmm. They've been dealing with it for a while.
Right.
But Governor Scott Walker signed an Assembly Bill 455, which allows Wisconsinites of all ages to take part in Wisconsin's mentoring hunting program.
Good.
Okay. It was a bipartisan support, and youngsters are still required to hunt with an adult. But the Assembly Bill 455 also allows mentors and apprentices to carry both firearms and bow hunting. You know, I find it interesting that we pass regulations for things that we have to, that should be done automatically.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, why not mentor? Mm-hmm. Whether it's your kids, and if now you're older and your kids are grown, you know, how about the neighborhood kids or getting mm-hmm. involved with scouts in some way, or
right.
you know, becoming a certified hunting or shooting instructor? You know, there's things that could be done, and we need to pass this on.
Indeed.
It's a good way to keep kids.
It's the old bit about we don't pass it on, we lose it.
Well, we do.
We do.
With everything else being discussed in the House and Senate
mm-hmm.
up in Washington.
Right.
You know, did you do it or did you not?
Right.
The House of Representatives on Wednesday of this week passed the most far-reaching expansion of self-defense rights in modern American history. The Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act of 2017
uh-huh.
with bipartisan support. And folks, if anybody comes up to you and talks about stuff about, oh, it's just, you know, the Republicans, it's just conservatives, it's just, you know, the Bible Belt. But the bipartisan vote was 231 to 198. And that's a little bit wider margin than I had really expected.
Correct. But you know who pushed that bill, right?
Who?
Two Texans.
Yeah?
Across the aisle from each other, too.
Yeah?
U.S. Representative Henry Cuellar.
Oh, good.
Democrat.
Okay. Yeah.
And my congressman.
Yes.
Our friend John Culberson.
Good.
Republican.
Excellent.
Yep.
Excellent. Well, thank you to one and all who did that. And I'm glad you picked up the notes, too, on that. Because,
sure.
You know, this is something that's really, really important.
And it makes sense.
With a lot of sense.
Okay. And they also added in the cleanup, instant background check thing and pushing all of the federal agencies to report. Stuff like the Army didn't do.
Right.
And put certainly help that tragedy that we don't need to go into. We've had enough tragedies. But yeah, when the government is not reporting to the government, come on, guys.
Yeah, you have to wonder why.
Yep.
Here in the Lone Star State, cold weather, I don't know, cold weather means lots of things to lots of people, but here in the Lone Star State, it means it's time to grab a very lightweight spinning, you know, or your fly rod.
Okay.
And go after rainbow trout.
Indeed.
And the Guadalupe River, Texas Parks and Wildlife announced the opening of the Guadalupe River fishing leases. And there are a number of them, and we don't have time to go into all the specifics, but it's downstream from the Canyon Dam.
Right.
There's areas as much as a half mile of river frontage. Oh. That you can bank fish or you can get in and wade, you know, wade fish. It's way cool. It's put and take. They put them in there and they want you to take them out and go to Texas Parks and Wildlife, tpwd.texas.gov. Go to fishing and it'll have information as well as the stocking dates.
Well, see, now, because you're up on all of that. So they put in, we take, do we put back?
Do we put back?
Yeah, the fish.
Oh,
is it
no,
catch and release?
You can.
Or you can.
Or you keep.
Catch
right.
and cook.
Catch and cook.
Okay.
Five fish per day.
All right. And I'm not trying to put you on the spot,
yeah.
but you are
yeah,
our
you do.
Fishing expert. Yeah, maybe. But what is the, I say, the survival rate, mating rate, what rate? I mean, what happens after that, the fish that are put in there? I mean, are they reproducing?
During the cold, it's temperature dependent.
Right.
Okay. And the reason why we've got a naturally reproducing population in the Guadalupe River is the water coming out of Canyon Lake comes out from the bottom, so it's colder.
Okay.
All right. So close to the dam, we actually have a natural reproducing population.
Okay.
But this is the Guadalupe River that we're talking about. Mm-hmm. There are area neighborhood lakes that they also put rainbow trout
right.
And once it starts warming up, water temperature gets too hot and these fish are going to die.
Okay.
You can do catch and release now if you so desire.
Okay.
But once we get closer to February, keep them because you don't want to waste them.
Okay. Right. Okay, good. Good right. information.
Yeah. Holiday cheer abounds at Texas State Parks. And let me tell you what, while you're at the website, check out all that's going on because there's tree lightings. There are, you know, all sorts of holiday festival events. I know at Washington on the Brazos, they always do historical things, what it was like back, you know, when we were winning our independence.
You bet.
And so pretty neat deal. Again.
Well, and great driving around the state, you know, the Hill Country Christmas lights trail that they have there and all of the county seats and Marble Falls and Mason and Fredericksburg and stuff. I mean, they just do a fabulous job decorating.
If you've never been to our state parks, literally, I know you spend so much time in the Hill Country. Mm-hmm. Hill Country is beautiful, but all the different eco-regions of Texas, along with the different festivities and the different heritages that
right.
settled, you know, it's really important. East Texas has their mystique, mm-hmm. South Texas, you know, I mean, West Texas, on and on, along with the Hill Country. Before we go to break, I want to remind folks that this weekend, and we'll mention it again later in the program, that the South Zone duck season reopens, mm-hmm. and it runs through January 28th. Excellent, excellent time to get out and hunt with a kid.
All right.
All right. Family and friends as well. And our buddy Justin Cooper, Captain Justin Cooper, Laguna Adventures, they're on the Upper Laguna Madre. When you drive across the JFK Causeway, look toward the boat hole or toward the Naval Air Station to the north, and you'll see some floating cabins.
Mm-hmm.
Those are Justin and his wife, Crystal. They rebuilt those,
right.
you know, refurbished them after Harvey. But he's got a special, and it's a two-day deal of, you know, fishing and hunting. $200, excuse me, for two people, $700, you know, it's person per person. Three people, $600 per person. Four, it drops down to $500, but includes a cooked ribeye meal.
Mm.
Justin will take you fishing, takes you duck hunting, and it is just fabulous. For more information, you can go to lagunaadventures.com or give him a call at 361 561-500-3559. Again, 361-500-3559.
Hey.
Kind of nice. Sleeping on the water, a little rocking, you know, great biz.
That is neat. Yeah, that's a neat deal to have.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to find out if Harold has been on or off the road, plus the Outdoor Report. It's headed your way.
The hunting world is coming to Dallas for Legacy, the Dallas Safari Club's Convention and Sporting Expo. Held at the beautiful Dallas Convention Center, Legacy will feature over 1,800 exhibits, all ready to help you plan and equip your next adventure. Put Legacy on your calendar, January 4th through 7th at the Dallas Convention Center. DSC, bringing the hunting world to you.
Breakthroughs in treatment methods and care delivery have improved the lives of children worldwide, all because of discoveries made at Shriners Hospitals for Children. Shriners Hospitals was the first to identify a genetic defect underlying a painful bone disease in children. Our physicians use a first-of-its-kind 3D imaging system to reduce radiation exposure to young children. To learn more about our latest discoveries and innovative care, please visit ShrinersHospitals.org.
America's best-selling truck for 40 years running is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks, trucks you need, trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. Ah, but you're not going to see them celebrate these 40 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 40 years. Ford's F-Series built Ford tough. The best in Texas.
Oh, we're back with Texas Outdoor News. All right, Harold, what's it been this week? On or off the road?
Well, both. If I wanted a new vehicle, I mean, this just might be it, because, you know, I got a lead foot. But this heck of a vehicle, the Dodge Durango, and that's their SUV, right? This is the 2018 Dodge Durango SRT 392, which is the street racing technologies. When they say SRT, that means fast. That's 475 horsepower, okay? Great looking. It's a screamer, but it's all-wheel drive, okay? And 8,600 pounds of towing. So, and it's just gorgeous. The one I had was a octane red pearl coat, they called it, on the outside, black interior, leather trim buckets. The engine, again, the 6.4-liter V8 Hemi. Pumped up again to 475 horsepower, made it to an 8-speed automatic transmission. Just unbelievable. Safety, of course, advanced multi-stage front airbags and Park Sense front and rear assist with stop. Their SRT performance pages, so you can tune the thing, actually, electronically. A lot of stuff, your steering, your suspension. 180-mile-per-hour speedometer, and it'll do it. So in SRTs, they are not limited. So what they say they can do, they will. High-performance suspension, adaptive damping suspension, electronic limited stiff, differential, slip, limited slip, I'm trying to say that. High-performance exhaust, performance-tuned steering, configurable drive modes, so, you know, like Eco, Sport, Track, and oh my goodness, Brembo anti-lock four-wheel disc brakes, power liftgate, trailer sway damping. Their Uconnect system for all the good infotainment that you want. The Beats premium audio system with it. Heated front seats, 8-way power driver seat with memory. Heated second row. A lot of room in this thing. The optional goodies on this one, because it was loaded, was their technology group with adaptive cruise control with stop, advanced rear brake assist, blind spot, cross path detection, full speed forward collision warning, plus lane departure, plus lane warning, rear DVD entertainment. The trailer towing group, 20-inch aluminum wheels and a full-size spare, Class 4 receiver. Just loaded to the gills. Illuminated rear cup holders, by the way, in case you can't find your coffee. Power sunroof. Again, 20-inch wheels, as I said, all the way around, including the spare. Ain't cheap, but it's also loaded to the gills, and they don't make these many of them. Base price is $62,000. Loaded to the gills, $73,000. If it matters, 13 miles per gallon in the city, 19 on the highway, and that's that 8-speed transmission. But just great looks, beautiful inside and out, phenomenal performance. So check the thing out, the 2018 Dodge Durango SRT 392.
All right, it's time for the Outdoor Report, and we head to South Texas, where power plant lakes, Brawning and Calaveras, are starting to crank up. Channel catfish has been good on both lakes. Blue catfish on Browning has been good on cut bait. Choke Canyon Reservoir, best bites is for crappie, minnows, and white pink tube jigs. Falcon Reservoir, channel, and blue catfish are also good. You know, we've had some rain, folks. So when it rains, kind of that muddy type water is great for catfishing, and that's a good area to fish is in the stained water. Crappie are good on little fishies at Lake Brownwood and Lake Coleman. Bass have been good on Tequila, Sunrise Soft Plastic, Spinnerbaits, and Crankbaits. Hybrid stripers are good on white striper jigs. And just remember, water temperatures with this cold front are coming down, so you're going to have to adjust accordingly.
All right, let's go to East Texas. Conroe, striped bass are good on chartreuse striper jigs. Lake Fork, black bass are good on lipless crankbaits, bladed jigs, Carolina rigged worms. Crappie are good on minnows and white jigs. Lake of the Pines, white bass are good on minnows and slabs. Monticello, black bass are good on bladed jigs, lipless crankbaits, and Texas rigged creature baits. Crappie are good on minnows. Sam Rayburn, black bass are good on Tequila, Sunrise soft plastic worms, spinnerbaits, crankbaits, and on watermelon red topwaters in 20 to 30 feet of water. White bass are good on minnows. Catfish are good on stinkbait, shrimp, and liver. Athens, black bass are good on bladed jigs, weightless flukes, and spinnerbaits. Crappie are good on minnows. Bass Drop, channel, and blue cats are good on stinkbait, chicken liver, and night crawlers. Belton, black bass are good on dark, soft plastics on the bottom. Hybrid stripers are good on silver slabs. White bass are good on silver slabs. Crappie are good on minnows under the lights at night in 30 feet of water. Channel and blue cats are good on hot dogs and dough bait. Fayette, black bass are good on electric blue Carolina rig soft plastic worms and spinner baits along the outside edges of the grass. Channel and blue cats are good on stink bait and shrimp over baited holes. Palestine, black bass are good on bladed jigs, shaky head worms, and Texas rigged craws. Crappie are good on minnows and white jigs. Richland Chambers, white bass are good on slabs and minnows. Hybrid stripers are good on slabs and minnows also. Stillhouse, black bass are good on chartreuse soft plastic, crankbaits, and spinnerbaits. Tawakoni, white bass are good on slabs. Hybrid bass are good on slabs. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs. Texoma, black bass are good on suspending jerkbaits, square-billed crankbaits, and shaky head worms. Crappie are good on minnows and tube jigs on docks and brush piles. Striped bass are good on slabs and minnows. Central Texas Way, Lake Austin, sunfish are fair to good on cut night crawlers. Catfish are fair to good on cut bait and night crawlers also. Big Lake Buchanan, black bass are good on bleeding shad rattle traps, pumpkin curbs jigs, and smoke red flake grubs in 4 to 12 feet of water. Striped bass are good on spoiler shads, rattle traps, and jigging perk minnows in 20 to 40 feet. Canyon, black bass are good on rattle traps and PBJ plastic stink baits over flats in 5 to 15 feet of water. Striped bass are good on spoiler shads and red fins. LBJ, black bass are very good on curbs, buzz baits, and bleeding shad rattle traps in 5 to 12 feet. Crappie are good on live minnows over brush piles. Travis, black bass are good on crawfish, crankbaits, watermelon worms, and jigs. Oh, time for the coast.
Yeah, it is.
I ran right up to it.
And tell you what, and the coast is chilled down, too. We had a small craft warning up to this weekend, and now's really a good time. I tell you what, we've got a bright, warm weekend. We've got another front that's coming in that will carry us and keep us cold through the rest of the coming week. But when you're fishing on the coast, wait till things warm up. That means you can sleep in. You don't have to get out there at first
okay.
light. And fish, you know, kind of that 10 to 3 to 4 o'clock. The afternoon's really good when the waters have warmed. Also, when the north wind blows, and we've had some strong north winds, blows that water out of the marsh, drops tide levels, and puts more bait into our bay systems. So from Sabine, Calcasieu, Galveston, east and west Matagorda, may have some bird activity, but start looking for those deeper holes. The mud shell bottom will be best. Ditto on down the coast. Baffin Bay has been hot around either side of the Corpus Christi Ship Channel, around the Spoil Islands, has been very good. Port Isabel, our southernmost reaches. Brownsville Ship Channel, if you want to go for snook, this is the time to do
right.
it. Okay?
Checking the Texas Outdoors Journal, fishing and hunting times this weekend. Both Saturday and Sunday are good days. Monday slips to poor, with Tuesday plunging to poor. Wednesday is another fair day. Thursday's a good one. Friday is the best day of the week. Next weekend, both Saturday and Sunday are rated as good. this weekend as well as Monday and Tuesday. Look for game to be active from well before sunrise, remain active until mid to late morning on Wednesday and Thursday. This major feeding period of the day will begin either side of sunrise, continue until either side of the noon hour. By Friday and next weekend, times will have continued to adjust. So, game will be feeding from early to mid-morning, continue to actively feed until early to mid-afternoon. On the coast. I got distracted.
Yeah, did you get the sunrise on December?
Did I say that?
I don't think so. Did you?
About the moon entering its last quarter phase?
Did you say that?
On Sunday,
okay.
December 10th, I may have.
Okay, go ahead. Now the on the coast.
That's the weather. Okay. This weekend and on Monday, there will be a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides each day. Tuesday is a three tide day with two low tides and just one high. Wednesday through next Sunday is a string of days with a double tide schedule each day.
I was distracted, too, because I was looking ahead to the hunting.
Yeah.
And let me tell you what, folks. It is just phenomenal here in the Lone Star State.
When I leave here, I'm going to the ranch, and that's what I was doing. Same thing. I got, okay, wait a minute.
Where am I? And what can I hunt? Yeah. Mule deer season, the Trans-Pecos, as well as Brewster, Pecos, and Terrell counties, runs through December 10. Pheasant season through the end of the year. And, of course, the North Zone whitetail and Rio Grande turkey season through January 7, South Texas through January 21. It just goes on and on. Get the Texas Parks and Wildlife Outdoor Annual app.
Right.
Have it on your phone. Right. Okay, people all the time are going, what's the minimum of that fish, or how many can I keep?
When in doubt, there you go.
When you get, boy, because I tell you what, game wardens don't have a sense of humor about that. And they
should. And it's a big state, too, so you get a lot of things different per county and so on.
Yeah, absolutely. And finally, if you're looking for something year-round, you go, gee, I just want to hunt year-round. Javelina season in the South Zone started September 1st and goes through August 31st.
Okay.
Look at the calendar, folks. That is 365 days out of the year.
And always got them feral hogs.
There you go. And I tell you what, when you go hunting, need a good ATV.
Indeed.
Andrew Howard is on his way. We're going to be talking about Can-Am ATVs here on Texas Outdoor News.
When it comes to rifle scopes, you get the most for your money with the all-new Zeiss Terra. When it comes to buying Zeiss, you get the most for your money at Carter's Country. The Zeiss Terra is the first mid-price rifle scope built to live up to Zeiss standards. All Zeiss Terra scopes feature one-piece construction, hard anodized surfaces, fully multi-coated lenses, and finger-adjustable windage and elevation, plus glass smooth magnification adjustment with no change in eye relief. Carter's Country carries a wide selection, including the always popular 3-9, the 3-9x50, and the Reach Out and Touch Something 4x12x50 with a big light gathering 50mm objective. All Zeiss Terra scopes carry a lifetime transferable warranty for the absolute best optical value for your money. Look no further than Zeiss Terra and Carter's Country. With four great locations in the greater Houston area, Carter's Country, where your great outdoors begins.
It's that time of year when we're all hustling around buying gifts for family, friends, clients, or business associates. If they love the outdoors and do most of their hunting and fishing in Texas, then give them a subscription to Texas Outdoors Journal. Each issue of this award-winning publication has a section for hunters, saltwater anglers, freshwater anglers, and a section for everyone. Plus, they'll receive our monthly forecast for area lakes and the entire Texas coast. Take advantage of our 3 for $39 Christmas special. That's any combination of three subscriptions or 3 years at just $39. Give three friends each a one-year subscription. It's just $39. Take a subscription for yourself and give 2 one-year gift subscriptions, just $39. Or sign up for 3 years for just $39. To subscribe, call 1-800-222-4TOJ. That's 1-800-222-4865 or subscribe securely online at TexasOutdoorsJournal.com. We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and we got a friend of a son here today.
No, a son of a friend.
What did I say? Friend of a son? Yeah. Son of a friend. Yes, that's what I'm
doing
to say.
Too. Right. Well, I was going to pick on him on that. Our guest is Andrew Howard, Howard Communications, because Bill and I have been had a great relationship with his father, Kevin, for a quarter of a century or more. So when I was on this event with Andrew a few weeks ago down at the Ox Ranch, the first thing I said, okay, Andrew, don't mess up. Right?
That's right. Yes, sir.
Nothing like a little pressure.
Right. Yeah, I got a lot to live up to in the industry,
that's
for sure.
Well, I know your daddy's quite proud of you. How long have you been working with Dad now?
Well, actually, today's the 8-year anniversary.
Is it?
Of it. So it's been 8 years already, so it's going by pretty fast.
Outstanding. Well, did he talk you into it? Did you talk him into it? Did you have other plans before you started doing this?
Well, a little bit of both. You know, I think he'd always kind of wanted me to, but I got out of college and some other things, and then the opportunity came up to work with him. So, like I said, 8 years and I haven't looked back, so it's been great.
I like it.
So now Andrew's the SOB. Son of the boss.
Oh, I was wondering where we were going with that. Well, just a great event that we did a few weeks ago. And again, thank you so much for the invitation and for the great hospitality. It was outstanding down at the amazing Ox Ranch outside Uvalde. And in fact, is it the January issue? Is that it, Bill?
Yeah.
Got the story about the Can-Am Lone Star Defender and the Ox Ranch, put it all together, and it's just really, really exciting. But let's go ahead and jump to the vehicle first. Of course, Can-Am, I mean, that company itself has been around for a long time because it started life, I think, as Bombardier in Canada, and then now it went to BRP. I hate to say burp, BRP, and then Can-Am is a division of that. And they've been around forever. I mean, they're Ski-Doo snowmobiles, the Sea-Doo personal watercraft and stuff. How long have you guys been involved with them?
We've been working with Can-Am for about, 2.5 years or
okay.
so. So we got on with them right before they announced the Defender side-by-side vehicle, you know, as they're working into the, you know, the hunting and ag markets of machines. And that's just a perfect fit for all involved. And it's been a really great company to work with.
Well, they have phenomenal products and have forever. And one thing on the article that I finished, of all of those vehicles, the Sea-Doo, the Ski-Doo, and the Can-Am, I mean, the heart of it are these Rotax engines, and they're made in Austria, right?
Yeah, and then some of them, too, are made in some other plants across the world, and it, you know, just goes back to the, like, you know, you touched on just the overall, you know, reach of what BRP is as a company and all the things that interwork and just the history of innovation and, you know, how they, you know, they design, you know, engines for the Defender from, you know, other companies within the brand, which is great. You know, how they, you know, they work together and people know the quality of all the parts and components and the machines and just that reputation that they have.
Yeah, because early on, I think Rotax was a supplier, and then Can-Am bought Rotax, so keep it in
right.
the family.
Yeah, I think
right?
it was like in the 1970, I think is when it became part of the Bombardier family.
Well, when you mention Bombardier, a name that everybody in Texas knows because it's based on reliability is mm-hmm. The outboard line, Evinrude. Okay,
right.
They picked up around the turn of the century. But got to ask you, because when I first saw these vehicles, and being a big, tall guy, you know, I need some room. And these are probably the roomiest and leg room. I mean, I'm talking about being able, they call some of them the three-seater,
mm-hmm.
which, I mean, you put two big guys in there and you still got plenty of room.
Right.
What about the specs on those, Andrew? Is there something bigger? Is there a best-in-class that there are? Because it sure looks that way.
Yeah, I think when Can-Am designed the Defender, they really wanted to make it, you know, a useful machine that's going to fit a wide range of needs. It's something that, you know, dealers, consumer have been asking for you know, more of a utility machine from Can-Am for a long time, and they wanted to make sure they came out with the right machine. So when, you know, they designed the machine, they knew people were going to be getting in and out of the Defender a lot. Just some things, moving the A-pillars forward, how they canted the seats to get easy in and out. And even on some packages, you know, if you got tall or shorter people, you can slide the driver's seat forward and backwards. So they've just the way they designed the whole machine to be, you know, easy use, getting in and out, and having a lot of features, you know, right at your fingertips is, I think, what helps the machine stand out.
Well, a lot makes it stand out. We got a lot to talk about, but one of the first things that blew me away, I mean, because the size, because I'm a short guy anyway, but still, I appreciated it because of the comfort, but also the power steering. what a step up, because you can sometimes, especially when you're doing some really, you know, rough country riding, you can get worn out yanking on those steering wheels, or if you're not careful, you know, it'll pop on you coming off a rock and you might break a thumb or two. That power steering system is just amazing.
Right, and it is. It's very smooth, very responsive to the machine, and you know that the Defender Lone Star edition that it came out with is, you know, that's a long machine. You're looking at about 13 foot long, you know, machine. So being able to, you know, maneuver around, you know, if you're, you know, maneuver around trails or, you know, some of your fences or just, you know, however you need to get around, it's nice that, you know, you're driving a big machine with that power steering. It really, you know, doesn't feel like it at all. I mean, it just feels like you're in a, you know, small, very nimble machine.
Okay, look, let's hold the thought on that because it is amazing, and we're going to cover a lot more of the attributes, the machine itself, and then the Lone Star Edition. We need to take a short break. Andrew, please bear with us a couple of minutes. Friends, you do the same. We shall be back with more about the Can-Am Lone Star Defender right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
Being in a cooperative means having someone at your side, sharing the struggle and the rewards. As the most experienced agricultural lender in Texas, Capital Farm Credit returns most of our profits back to our borrowers. More than $500 million over the last 10 years. Whether you're a farmer, rancher, or rural landowner, we're all in this together. And together, we're better. Find out why at CapitalFarmCredit.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS 493828.
The place to stock up on ammunition is Carter's Country for practice, self-defense, or hunting. Carter's has everything you need from Federal and Estate cartridge. Federal's American Eagle practice ammo is priced right with 9mm at just $4.97 a box and 45 at only $21.97. The superior performance of HydroShock pistol ammo can be yours in 9mm for $23.97, 38 Special for $22.97, 40 Smith & Wesson and 45 Auto is only $24.97. For the bird hunter, Federal's Top Gun shot shells in 12 and 20 gauge are just $6.87 for a 25-round box, and the Estate heavy game shot shells in 12 and 20 gauge are just $6.47 a box. For practice or plenty of hunting, it's hard to beat the economically priced Estate game and target shot shells in 12 or 20 gauge for only $5.97 a box. Stock up right now at all four Carter's Country locations. Carter's Country, where your great outdoors begins.
The hunting world is coming to Dallas for Legacy, the Dallas Safari Club's Convention and Sporting Expo. Held at the beautiful Dallas Convention Center, Legacy will feature over 1,800 exhibits, all ready to help you plan and equip your next adventure. Put Legacy on your calendar, January 4th through 7th at the Dallas Convention Center. DSC, bringing the hunting world to you.
We continue our conversation with Andrew Howard. We're talking about Can-Am Defender. Got to ask you right off the top, looking at their website, and folks, it's can, C-A-N, hyphen, am, A-M, dot BRP.com is the website to see the entire lineup from them. But what is the Lone Star Edition? What sets that aside from some of the other models they've got?
So Can-Am wanted, you know, obviously Texas is a big, big side-by-side, you know, state, so they wanted to create one that kind of brands, you know, to everybody there in the Lone Star state. So what they came out with was the Defender Max Lone Star Edition. And what separates this, you know, from other machines, obviously with the Max version, it is a six-passenger version. On the Lone Star unit specifically, you get a few things extra from, like, say, the Max XT package. So with this package, you get the upgraded seats with the trim and the Lone Star badging. You get the solid black coloring on the entire machine, a little bit different bumper. You're going to get arched A-arms, so basically that sits the machine up a little bit higher, and some different rims with it as well. So it's a really sleek package, but it still has all the DNA of the other Defender units, so you're still going to be able to put 1,000 pounds in the cargo bed, still pull 2,000 pounds, and all the host of accessories will still work with this machine as well. But just a really cool package, and everybody that's, you know, been from Texas has seen it, ridden in it. I think it looks really sharp, and I think people in Texas will really love it.
Well, and it really performs. I mean, the engine we mentioned earlier, that Rotax, is 72 horsepower, and you all had said that the top speed was over 60, though it was so windy when we were there, we could never get to that. But you put your foot in it, and you know you've done something. But the beauty of that power, and I do a lot of off-roading in cars, but the beauty of that power is you can just lightly play with that pedal and just crawl over all kinds of stuff, can't you?
Right, exactly. And what's nice about this machine, too, is, as you mentioned, you get that immediate power delivery. The engine and transmission were designed for this machine for work, but it's also a very capable, you know, off-road machine. You know, if you want to go out with the family on the weekends and ride around, you definitely got that. So it's a nice mix of both worlds of work and performance.
We kind of run over the the controls, the dash and stuff, because this thing is extremely user friendly.
It is, yeah. Everything, all the buttons and stuff are within reach. It's one thing they really wanted to organize, especially the dash system, so everything's right there at your fingertips. Just little things like they put the winch cable button on the left side of the steering column, so if you need to operate the winch and stand outside of the vehicle to watch what you're doing, you can do that. The four-wheel drive is right there, the lights. It does have, on this one, three different drive modes, work, normal, and eco. So basically, kind of changes the play on the gas pedal, how the machine performs. So normally, you just get normal performance, and if you're pulling a lot, just put that thing in work mode, you're going to get immediate feedback and power out of the machine. And then eco mode, you're just driving around, and it'll limit your speed and torque a little bit. So just nice options, just depending on what you're doing with the machine that day.
All right, we've covered the size of the vehicles. We've covered the power option for the vehicle. But when you talk about an ATV, it's got to come down to suspension. Talk about their suspension, the way that's set up a little bit.
Yeah, what's nice about the Fender suspension, it's one of those things you get in and you realize, I'm sure Harold did, it's just how comfortable the machine is just to ride in state. You're not getting beat up as you're riding down, especially a lot of those rough trails we were at there in West Texas. It's a very comfortable machine. You can adjust the preload on the suspension if you're carrying a lot of load or heavy load. Especially on the back, that way if you're putting 1,000 pounds in it, you can adjust the machine very easily to handle those loads. So it's again, it's one of those things people are just like, man, this thing's so comfortable to ride. You don't have much fatigue after a day of driving, and it just really shows again the quality of what K&M's created in the Defender.
Well, of course, what's really important to some of us here in Texas, though, is how many places do you have where I can put my root beer?
Right, I've got this one. 6 cup holders total on the Defender. So on the Lone Star Edition, you got the center console. It can be a seat, or it flips down for an armrest, 2 cup holders, and then 2 up there on the dash for the front. So they've got you covered on all the creature comforts.
Yeah, this thing has a lot of storage too, doesn't it?
It does, and what's nice about it too, this package does come with a removable underseat storage on the passenger side. And then from there, you can go on to the website and start ordering more storage options. So they've got basically removable storage that can go under all the seats. On the driver's seat, it does have one that stays in place. So you've got a lot of storage that you can swap in and out. I tell people, hey, if you're, especially on the farmers, if you're going to go, maybe you've got calves, you're calving, you can have medicine and whatnot in one storage tub and swap it out if you need to go, fix a fence or have different tools, for the day, organized and ready to go. Another really cool thing on the storage options is that the Defender has a removable toolbox on the front. So it's almost like a glove box, but you can lift the thing out, take it with you, if you need to go work on something. So just little things like that is, very useful features that make a lot of sense.
Well, speaking of useful, though, it also has a bed on it, doesn't it?
It does. So on the bed, it's a very large cargo bed. It comes is dump assist levers, and you can add a hydraulic dump to it as an accessory. Little things on the bed, like I mentioned earlier, put 1,000 pounds in it. The tailgate will hold 250 pounds if you want to sit on it, eat some lunch or rest. It does have some cup holder cutouts there on the tailgate as well. In the bed, it's got 4 tie-down anchor points, which is cool. And you can also separate the bed out by, wood dividers, have a 2-level bed. And it even has cutouts for 5-gallon buckets, so you can slide your 5-gallon buckets into the cutouts. They won't slide around as you're going down, the road. Just little things like that just make the machine more useful for whatever job you're doing that day.
You can look at their website at can-am.brp.com. Andrew, when you talk about other features and you want to spend the day out, in the rough, driving around, checking properties, whatever, got to have plenty of fuel. And what is this, over 16-gallon fuel capacity, right?
It's about 10.5, actually. But we are putting on, a lot of miles when we were there, especially the Defender Lone Star Edition, and not needing to fuel up. That's one of the things, and it's nice, too, as I mentioned earlier, you put that thing in the eco mode if you're just driving around light-duty driving, and it'll just make the machine work a little more efficiently. So, that's the nice thing about it. You got the nice big fuel tank, and it seems that, people ask, what's the gas mileage? And, on these machines, it just depends how you're driving it.
Yeah.
You got no problem being out there all day.
Well, one thing, too, that's very important, and, of course, I have notes on it because I just finished the article, a full skid plate.
It does, yeah. It comes with a factory skid plate underneath the bottom, and if you're going to get real serious at it, you can order an accessory of, a full aluminum skid plate, so you can get, the A-arms, the full underbody, the entry skid plate, aluminum, so just And, you know, what's nice about it, too, on the Defender, just so accessible on the amount of accessories you can add, from skid plates to lights to racks to whatever you need. They've got you covered.
All right, very good. Well, again, the website, can-m.brp.com, I've got to believe, and I've not seen it yet, that, yeah, you can find a dealer, put in a zip code, and find a dealer in the Lone Star State near you. And before we leave, real quick, you've got a pretty hot machine. We've got about a minute left that is also available, and it's called is it the Maverick?
They've got the new Maverick X3, and they've got an X3 Max, so the four-passenger version of that. So that one, depending on what model you get, has up to 172 horsepower. so that is a pretty extreme side-by-side. And they've got some neat packages of that as well. They've offered a new rock-crawling version of the Maverick X3 and as well as an XMR, so their mud unit. And then they did announce just a different engine package, so if you kind of want a more entry-level on that. So it's nice about K&M. They've got a wide range of packages and options, different price points, to get you in on a machine that makes sense for you.
Outstanding. Really appreciate that, Andrew. Thank you so much for your time. Obviously, your best to Kevin and our good friend Mike Capps and everybody up there in your area. And, of course, look forward to seeing you all at the SHOT Show in January.
Yes, sir.
Take care. Appreciate it. Again, Andrew Howard, Howard Communications, BRP's Can-Am Defender Texas Edition. We'll be back with more right after this.
If you're hoping to avoid the holiday crowds this season, hurry into the Jeep Big Finish event for great deals on the entire lineup of highly capable Jeep brand vehicles. Then just sit back and wait for Mother Nature to dump several inches of the white stuff and hit the road while others avoid it. And do it in style and luxury with Grand Cherokee, the most awarded SUV ever. Or Cherokee with its legendary 4x4 capability, pretty much guaranteeing you'll have the entire mall all to yourself. Then there's the all-new Jeep Compass with available 8.4-inch Uconnect touchscreen, and Jeep Renegade with available MySky open-air roof system, so you can take it all in while taking all your technology with you. Come in now to the Jeep Big Finish event and save yourself a lot of hassle and get yourself a great deal. Available four-wheel drive, Jeep Grand Cherokee has received more awards over its lifetime than any other SUV. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the outdoor calendar on Texas Outdoor News. We got a bunch headed your way.
I'll take a breath and go right through this pretty quick here, friends. Dove season. There we go. December 15, 31, the late dove season in the North Zone. That's 105 counties. December 15, January 7 is the late dove season in the Central Zone. That's another 138 counties. Again, the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department annual, or as Bill said, get that app, okay? Sandhill crane season. That's December 16 to January 21. Zone C, which is 51 counties. Get that federal stamp, by the way. You need that. December 17, January 21, late dove season in the South Zone, 32 counties. And events, December 17th, the Perryton chapter of the Ducks Unlimited fundraising banquet in Perryton. Give them a call at 806-228-5945 and go dove or sandhill crane or duck hunting in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. When I bought my new Ford truck, I also kept my old one that's still running great with over 385,000 miles. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. It is no wonder Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 40 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. Ford trucks have once again been voted the truck line of Texas by the Texas Auto Writers Association. Roomy, stylish, great attention to detail with a variety of power options are all reasons Ford F-Series continues to set the standard by which all others are compared. So do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
Yeah, then take that truck over to Carter's Country, load up, friends, because right now, 12 months, totally free financing, just in time for the Christmas season. Super values at all of their stores, rebates up to $200 on a lot of things. Again, the free financing, so you've been thinking about something, but gosh, payments, that'll take care of it. How about the Ruger 5.56 American AR type? Wonderful, wonderful rifle. $569 already, great price. 47 and change a month for that one, though. Oh, my goodness. But this one, you don't need payments. The Savage Arm Axis Combo with a 3-9 scope already mounted. 243, 270, 30-06, 308, 6.5 Creedmoor, $229.97. My goodness. Shotgun, the Remington Express Tactical Pump, 12-gauge. Again, free financing on this one, $299.97. Always wanted a Weatherby. The Weatherby 52 Vanguard with their upgraded trigger, their kryptonite stock, in 243 all the way up to 257 Weatherby, $499.97, but that's $45 a month. Great free finance sale going on right now at all four Carter's Country locations in the greater Houston area. Carter's Country, straight shooting since 1961. Okay? Be safe out there. Join us next week for more Texas Outdoor News brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers.